Chapter 10. Now it happened when Adonizedek king of Jerusalem heard how Joshua had taken Ai, and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Joshua and with Israel, and were among them, that they were very afraid, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all its men were mighty. Therefore Adonizedek king of Jerusalem sent to Hoham king of Hebron, to Piram king of Jarmuth, to Yaphia king of Lachish, and to Debir king of Eglon, saying, "Come up to me, and help me, and let us strike Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel." Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together, and went up, they and all their armies, and camped against Gibeon, and made war against it. The men of Gibeon sent to Joshua to the camp to Gilgal, saying, "Do not abandon your servants. Come up to us quickly, and save us, and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the hill country have gathered together against us." So Joshua went up from Gilgal, he, and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. The Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hands. Not a man of them will stand before you." Joshua therefore came on them suddenly. He went up from Gilgal all night. The Lord confused them before Israel, and he killed them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them by the way of the ascent of Beth-horon, and struck them to Azekah and to Makkedah. And it happened, as they fled from before the sons of Israel while they were at the descent of Beth-horon, that the Lord cast down stones from the sky on them as far as Azekah, and they died. There were more who died from the hailstones than who the children of Israel killed with the sword. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites into the hand of Israel, when he struck them down at Gibeon, and they were struck down before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, "Sun, stand still on Gibeon. You, moon, stop in the valley of Ayalon." The sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the nation had avenged themselves of their enemies. Isn't this written in the book of Yashar? The sun stayed in the midst of the sky, and did not hurry to go down about a whole day. There was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord listened to the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp to Gilgal.